Do you want to have a touch of his belly?
You want to touch him, Liam?
Good work.
He's a bit smelly.
Wow.
It's very beautiful.
Now, beautiful might not be the first word that springs to mind when you come face to face with a dangerous saltwater crocodile. But when it's safely trussed up on a trailer, you can feel game enough to take a closer look.
Squishy.
G'day there, I'm Dan Fitzgerald, and I'm looking at a monster 3.92-metre crocodile. It's been caught in a trap in Nipmuluk Gorge in the Katherine River, not far from the town of Katherine in the Northern Territory. It's the second almost 4-metre croc that's been caught in the area in the past couple of weeks. It's on its way to a local crocodile farm, but on the way there, wildlife rangers have made a detour here to Katherine South Primary School. They want to teach the kids about croc safety in what must be the ultimate show-and-tell session.
Feel on the scale?
My name is Tamsin Poole and I am 11.
I'm Elijah Lane and I'm 10 years old.
What do you think about this great big monster we've got here in front of us?
It's a bit freaky, but it's actually pretty cool.
Have you seen a crocodile live in front of you before?
Yes.
Plenty of times.
Plenty of times. It's a bit old hat for you.
Yep.
3.9 metres. What do you think this crocodile could do to you?
Probably rip me to shreds. Really badly hurt me, yeah.
It was taken out of the gorge just up the road. Does it make you think twice about going for a dip in the low level and around Katherine?
Yep. Maybe think three times.
What do you learn by having a crocodile at the school like this?
To be croc safe, and if you're going down like to the river or something, to make sure you got a parent. But yeah, it's scary.
G'day, Erin Britton, wildlife ranger. Yeah, we've got a very large saltwater crocodile here. This is from what I believe, it's the second largest saltwater croc they've had in the gorge. And this is the second one within a few weeks.
What part of the gorge was it taken from?
The guys at the gorge have a permanent trap, and it's operated right near the boat ramp.
3.9 metres, a big croc. What was it like to take out of that trap?
He actually behaved really well. We had a few issues with the zip ties, but he was actually a really textbook capture, so it was easy.
Looks like he's got a pretty full belly, been doing all right for itself.
Yeah, he's in really good condition. He's got really fat around the jowls and around the stomach, so he's had plenty of tucker, and his tail's really fat too, so for some reason he still wanted to come up and visit the gorge.
So why have you brought it down to Katherine South Primary School today?
As we come through town, it's a really good opportunity for these kids to come and see firsthand what a crocodile's like. I think that's really good to get that message out about being croc-wise. Because these kids live with such proximity to the river, it's really important that they have that safety message of staying away from water.
We can see the belly of the crocodile breathing in and out a little bit. You've put a bit of water over it with a hessian sack. What do you have to do to keep this crocodile comfortable here?
We just make sure that the welfare of the crocodile is happy. And we've obviously given it some water to keep him cool. And we also give it just a little bit of sleepy drug just to make him feel relaxed. And he's just relaxed right now because he's already been through the capture process and takes a little bit of time to recharge its batteries and get its energy. But we try to give him that Valium and keep them cool. And he's just been really quiet, this one. So that's the way I like to see it.
Oh, good job, Liam. What does he feel like?
Come right across. Come on, guys.
Brayden, and I am 6.5 years old.
Tom, and I am 7.
What's your impressions of this croc? What do you think?
That if you saw it, you'll probably be terrified.
What have you learned about being croc safe today?
Probably have a parent or some like bandage stuff and all that.
Did you get to touch it?
I didn't even touch it.
Why not?
Because I thought it would be awake and walk around the school and might eat people.
Oh, it's tied up pretty well, that one. What did it feel like when you touched it?
Creepy. Like, practically like a snake. Because they both have scales and stuff like that.
All right, so you're going to go for a swim in the river tomorrow?
Nope. Because I have my own pool.
Yeah, no. A good place to go.
Come right across. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.